so will the machine. So you watch it from the stairs, yeah, everyone that ever cared. Hello and welcome to the Enhancing Your Chances show. This is Sophie and just gone 7:30. We had David Bowie, John, I'm Only Dancing. I had that because I just had a friend called John who came down to visit this weekend and we did lots of things, seeing how much Falmouth has got even off-season to do, and a bit of bowling, and went to the Falmouth Beach Hotel Spa, which was very nice, and went to Flushing and then today had the carvery at the Pandora Inn, which that was really good. And just took him back to the station before coming here. And then, I have a quick rant, someone's actually doing me a jingle for this. I've just spent 2 hours naming the tracks that are all like track one, track two, so that I can play Stevie Wonder and songs from the Full Monty film and things like that. And when I put it on my memory stick to bring in, it just changed them all back to track one and track two. It's like, do as I say, not as I do. You can't call that track the same as another track, but I can. Rant over. Push the button for the next rant. That's the jingle that hopefully Joe is going to be recording and sending along. A guy in London who's a musician. And yeah, so there's a theme for today, and that theme is doing things with other people. It's like getting people to collaborate. The magic of when, you know, people work together on things and that kind of thing. So I'll tell a few stories and obviously some songs and that kind of thing. And also mention, you know, some books and that kind of thing. But mainly just what wonders can come out and how to use social media to get people involved in your creative projects. So at 8 o'clock, we've got Letters of a Dissatisfied Woman. Today, she's writing in about Coco. So we're also, before that, going to have The Rules of the Complainer. So that will be coming up at 8 o'clock. I know some people are anticipating that with huge excitement, as we all need to know how to give companies feedback. It's our consumer rights. There. And also, writing a letter can be fun. It can bring out your comedy juices and that kind of thing. So that's coming up late. I'm going to play another song now. But unfortunately, the ones I decided to play are now just called track one, track two. The advantage of that is I did manage to delete the Gary Glitter song. I think that's quite important. Then, coming up at the end, we're going to have a bit of a film game, which I'll tell you about later. And it's inspired by all this weather, because there's been a lot of snow in the west of England. So anyone in Bath or Frome or North Dorset, Somerset, that kind of area. So it's still dry in Cornwall, but there's been quite a lot of hail. I'm going to play a song by Johnny Cash from his last and Lost album. So start.
I have a lot of requests lately to do something that we used to do on our television shows every week. Actually, this came from an album that I recorded in 1960 called Ride This Train, where I tell you stories and sing you songs and take you on an imaginary trip. This time we're going to ride this train. Come along and ride this train. Come along and ride this train. Across the mountains, prairies, reservations, rivers, levees, plains. Come along and ride this train. This is the country I was raised in. This is Mississippi County, Arkansas. And you see that levee there? It was built to hold back the floodwaters of Old Man River, the Mississippi, when he gets on a rampage. And he gets on a rampage like that night when I was a little boy. The rain had been falling for 2 weeks, day and night, and all the old folks kept saying, if that water keeps rising, it's going to bust that levee and run us out of our homes. Well, that's what happened. One night that levee broke, and I woke up the next morning, that black muddy water was all over our field, right up to our house, and I heard my daddy say...
Well, that was a short but sweet track from Johnny Cash there. Anyway, so this week's theme is all about getting people involved. And I thought about talking about this because there have been various times I've got involved with people. And I've just had a firework. Yep, there are some fireworks outside. So if you're enjoying those, enjoy them. And obviously tomorrow night there's the... I think Fama's got one of the best firework displays at the cricket club. Yeah, so I was probably going to go along to that. Yeah, there have been various times where I've got involved, and one of them was an arts group called Art Market in London. And one of the people from that I joined that in about 2000, and one of the people from that is going to come on the show as the culture pundit, telling us what style and that kind of thing is happening and, you know, culture. And another one was I helped with the local festivals. In Crouch End and Muswell Hill, and I think one of them, the Crouch End one, is returning next year after quite a few years' break. And then going further back, there was a college magazine, and actually one of the bands that I'm going to play tonight, Bikini Complex, was one of the people who worked on that magazine, and quite a few people are still doing the things they did back then. Yeah, so I'm going to play this... other song, which is not by that person. This is actually one of the songs I was trying to find the correct names for, but it seems to be here. So this is High Gloss, You'll Never Know. So there you go.
You
Yes, that was Donna Summer, Hot Stuff. That was High Gloss, You'll Never Know. Still getting used to this computer system. And I've not been able to find the Arctic Monkeys, which is strange. But they must be hiding somewhere. And, so what I've been talking about is getting together with other people, because it seems that technology now, in a way, it separates people. I had a friend down this weekend, and there are moments when we were twiddling away on our phones, and then the conversation goes a little bit like, is there Wi-Fi here? So conversation actually ends up being about how you're trying to use your phone to talk to people somewhere else. Some of it gets quite fun. You sort of suddenly talking to someone together, and there's this thing called... my headphones have just fallen off. Not off me. I wasn't actually wearing them. They were just on the side in front of me. Yeah, so... sometimes it can be quite fun, and there are times when social media does create some nice zingy things, jokes and ideas and that kind of thing. But it does seem to sort of mean that you can just Facebook someone or inbox them, and there might not be as much opportunity for collaboration. So you might not know the magic that can take place when people get together. I'm going to try and sort of do some of this on the show, so there's someone in the house I live in, hello if you're listening, who might be getting some of the best new bands down from Newcastle. Get them, not actually down, that's a heck of a long way, but their MP3s could come down in cyberspace in a nanosecond. And like I mentioned, there's a culture pundit out there. We've got Letters of a Dissatisfied Woman, and the jingle, which I'm about to play again, was written by Will Green, and I'm going to give you that jingle quickly. Careers, ideas in and out of your ears, the enhancing your chances show. Yeah, and then there'll be more jingles hopefully coming from Joe, especially for my little rant section, which might be a regular feature. These are all the things I think are worth raising, because sometimes we forget, how other people can input great ideas. A friend on Facebook put up something about when you're sitting at a table in a restaurant, you're kind of waiting, but the person who serves you the food is the waiter. So this conversation went on, and I thought, the waiter comes up to you and he said, "I've been waiting at my table for like hours, but I'm not paid to work here." Boom, boom. Anyway... So that's a bit of like how you use comedy. call it comedy. Talking of comedy, this Wednesday there's a free comedy event with Cornwall's new emerging comedians, some of whom you've probably seen. I'm sure many of them you've seen. And that's at 5 degrees Below, and it's called Something Funny Down Below. And Mabel Slattery is the person in charge of that. And I think the MC this week is going to be Graham Wilkes. So that's a thing where people have got together and organised something, and it's free. So, and the drinks are quite cheap too. So, maybe see you there. So I'm going to play Donna Summer this time, and it's Hot Stuff. So that's the right button. Hello, and welcome back. And, well, actually, hopefully you haven't been anywhere, but that was Donna Summer. And, yeah, so I've been talking about, you know, collaborating with people. And this really came up because I recently had a bit of a experience. I've been working on a script. Like, before I did my MA, I would tend to write something, comedy or a play, and then if it didn't really sort of go anywhere, I would kind of leave it and go on with something else. And no one ever really says, well, things, you know, like, have developed that much. It doesn't really ever get said. All the how-to books, that's not really something they tell you. I mean, they tell you how to write the first thing in the first instance, I think. I mean, it's just my view, really. But anyway, I sent my script off to the script editor and she came back, made lots of suggestions. That was great. So I put them all in. Well, I sort of redrafted the scripts, but I did it on a new document. So then I sent it back a few weeks ago and she sent me her invoice. And then just last Thursday, while I was out seeing Simon Day at the Pavilion, I got this back and she'd written it on Thursday. And she hadn't referred to anything in the script. She said, oh, I like that bit of dialogue, that's witty, that's too much this, there's not enough theme there. And he said, all these things that if I'd known how to do, I would have done. And I didn't know how to do, so I was going into a whole, you know, level that I'd never been before, and I'm one of the sort of people who likes to learn by doing things. So the happy ending of the story is that I suddenly had the cunning plan, thanks, Tony Robinson, well, he had nothing to do with this, actually, to go to the Film at Falmouth 2011 Facebook page. It's an open group, and I got people coming back. One of them was Jerry's brother, offering to help, which is absolutely fantastic. So that's a great example of people are making noises somewhere, or it was of another firework. Yeah, so that was absolutely great. People who have got all different skills in one sector and find that people can help each other, and that's absolutely great. Anyway, so sort of 5 to 8, so I think what I'll do is play another song, which is Rapper's Delight, get you all up dancing on a Sunday night. I don't know what you all means, but you know, I know what it means by definition, but not by how many people that means. But here it is, Dan the Automator, Rapper's Delight.
Don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie, so up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie the beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I got bang bang the boogie to the boogie, the up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Yeah, now what you hear is not a test, it's tuna fish in the place to be. And me, Domino, Automator, and Casual, about to try to make you move your feet. See, hip-hop, you with it? Contribute to the real hip-hop, and you don't stop and pop on a gangbang boogie, eating up punks or bullies, but you're chilling when you party with me. And now you're rocking and rolling with so much soul, we hip-hop till we 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, but if you listen close, we got Casual and Dom ripping the West Coast. Rock it out, baby bubba, making sure my baby brother don't gangbang your boogie to the beat. The beat is so unique, now everybody on the floor break dance like Beach Street. Yeah, now so far you've heard my voice, but then I brought two friends along. Now next on the mic is my man Smash Casual, come and sing that song.
Check it out, it's the C-A-S, the U-A-L, and the rest is F-L-Y. See the dress code, mode is icy cold, no lie, I'll tell you why. See, I'm 6'2", having fun with your chick's crew, dressed to a T. And I got more clothes than department stores, rock jewels so viciously. Nobody guards, got two big cars, and I definitely ain't the whack. I got a 67 Malibu, but I sold my Cadillac.
got a swimming pool, it's really cool. It hangs upside down, got a plasma TV on the wall, and I'm watching basketball. And him and talking about checkbooks, credit cards, more money than your girlfriend can ever spend. But I wouldn't give a dollar till she made me holler. Then I say, do it again. And everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? I'ma get a fly girl, I'ma rock her real, drive off in a fresh Malay. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. If your girl is acting up, then you take her friend.
It's the D-O-M, the I-N-O, the D-S, sure, that's me. You see, I go by the unforgettable name of your main man, Domino D. Well, my name is known all over the world by the fly ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest B-boy that ever could be. Now you're feeling my highs, you're feeling my lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You stop popping your fingers and stomping your feet. You're moving your body while you're sitting in your seat. And then, damn, you start doing the freak. I said, damn, right out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake your derriere. Singing on and, and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Singing on and, and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all, get on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind, I'll shock your mind. And you know I'll get in your big behind. I said one, two, three, four. Come on, girls, get on the floor. I'll come alive, y'all, I give it what you got. Cause I'm guaranteed to make it hot. I said one, two, three, four, come on, y'all, what you waiting for?
Hello, right, we are now, we now have a this. I think you know what that is. It's Letters of a Dissatisfied Woman.
I fear I wouldn't be doing my duty as a seasoned complainer if I did not impart a few rules. If you're dissatisfied, do not suffer in silence. Don't forget that you've paid good money. Why do you not deserve what you have paid for? Always complain in writing. In that way, you have a proper record of the situation. Always complain to the person at the top. You might not get a response from them, but at least your complaint will usually be treated seriously and handed to someone with proper authority. If you don't follow that rule, it's very unlikely you will receive proper compensation for your complaint. Instead, you will find yourself in a typical join-the-queue manner by customer relations departments, particularly if you telephone them. A, you will have trouble getting through to them, and B, they will put you on hold for annoyingly long periods of time, only to then cut you off. Be polite. You want to get something out of this, so it's best not to put other people's backs up. A polite and irritated, rather than a rude and angry tone, is far more likely to achieve a positive outcome to your letter. Be truthful. You can be colourful when writing your letter, mildly dramatic if necessary, but no porkies, please. Remember, two wrongs don't make a right. Adopt a learned tone in your letter. The product or experience you're complaining about might have been sloppy, but you are not. It is important the complainee believes you to be exacting and observant, a person of integrity. Use phrases such as, I felt it necessary to put pen to paper, and I found myself compelled to write. Remember that by writing a complaint letter, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Make I deserve better your mantra.
Right, okay, now we have a letter which went to a company that makes cocoa. Here it is.
Complaint letter number 20 to Simon Dunn, Managing Director of Product Chain Limited. Compensation, a case of 6 times 125 grams of Food Thoughts cocoa. Dear Mr. Dunn, I purchased the enclosed jar of Food Thoughts, the finest fair trade cocoa, with the idea of making Nigella Lawson's chocolate orange cake recipe, which requires a large amount of cocoa in its mixture. It was lucky I sampled the cocoa before making the cake. In order to make a mug of cocoa, which I was looking forward to, I did as the instructions suggested, and I can only describe the ensuing result as tasting like bad breath. Had I not sampled the cocoa, I can only imagine that an entire cake would taste like a dentist's waiting room where the patients are suffering from collective halitosis. I would have been very embarrassed to serve such a cake to guests. This is disappointing, as I like to support fair trade products wherever I can, but unfortunately I must return your product for a full refund. I look forward to hearing from you. Yours sincerely. The response. Dear Mrs. spelt incorrectly. Stone. I am today in receipt of your cocoa powder, and I have tried it and made notes. It appears that your complaint is justified. The cocoa has above the normal amount of free fatty acids, hence the smell. This can be called rancidity. This very rarely occurs in alkalized cocoa powder that has been correctly produced and handled. It has no physical difference in appearance to standard cocoa powder and flows the same through an auger filler. In short, it is impossible to spot on a packing line. That is why it is important we use reputable suppliers who produce the cocoa powder in a safe and hygienic manner. Yours is the only complaint we have received on this product from the packing run of 12 pallets, which equals 12,096 drums that we packed on the 12th and 13th of November. Your tin was packed on the 12th, and my packing records show nothing other than a problem-free packing run. I can only hope that we receive no more complaints, and yours is an isolated one. I have arranged from a packing run we are carrying out today for a case of 6 times 125 grams of Food Thoughts cocoa to be sent to you. I hope you will agree when you're trying it again that it is indeed an excellent quality fair trade product. I personally love the brownies and chocolate cake it makes. We actually use it for all the chocolate cakes we make in our cafe. If I can be of any further service to you, then please do not hesitate to contact me. Yours sincerely, James Pogson, Director.
There you have it. That was Letters of a Dissatisfied Woman, and I really enjoyed that. And that'll be coming on again, 8 o'clock next week, on this show on Sunday night. That starts at 7:30. Just to quickly say, coming up at 9:30, you have the Padfield and Wiley show. That's going to be music and chat. That starts at 9:30. And I think now it's time for try out something a little bit new. In fact, I'm going to try out something not very new. I've forgotten to read out where we're at. So if you want to contact me or say anything or send me texts, text source, that's SOURCE, and then write your message after that and send it to 64446. Then you can go on to facebook.com/sourcefm. The website is www.thesourcefm.co.uk. Or you can tweet, if you're feeling particularly bird-like this evening, at The Source FM. That's THESOURCEFM. Or if you even feel like it, I know you have nerve-wracking, this always was for me, but this is not that kind of thing. I don't know what I'm talking about there, but I'm just saying it's a bit nerve-wracking to phone in, but it shouldn't be in this particular situation. But the number is 01326 219020. That's 01326 219020. So bring in your messages. Be quite fun to see how I go with responding them. But that would be very nice. So I think text. Yeah, go on. Come on, text. What I'm gonna do now is try something a bit different. And that is I'm gonna put on a seagull track. and I'm going to announce this, I think, a little film game. What I'm looking for is a story for a dystopian film about climate change. I mean, if you've seen films like The Age of Stupid, I think Franny Armstrong, who created that, pretty much started off crowdfunding. She developed this idea, and it's very good for this type of film, something that tells us about climate change. I've heard from people that this is, you know, one of the hardest things to do, you know, to create this kind of film, to create it as a blockbuster, whatever. But anyway, crowdfunding did bring about The Age of Stupid, and that was a very good film. And then there was The Day After Tomorrow, that's apparently based on research into the weather and climate change. And sometimes recently, with all the hail we've been having and the snow that's falling already, only just into November in the west of England, it does seem a little bit like some bits of that film, early on in the film. And then there was 2012, which I suppose is a bit different. It's more based on the Mayans' belief that coming to the end of the fifth sun. But there are certainly a lot of interesting activity going on out there. But what I'm looking for is just a nice, simple idea. And I forgot to put the seagull track on, so I'm going to try that now and just see how that kind of works. Right, seagulls, here we go. Okay. Does that sound like I'm sitting up looking over Falmouth? I'm not sure. So the first thing, if anyone's got any ideas, text them in with source and then your message to 64446. I'm looking for, first of all, who is the main character? Yeah, it might be a woman because of some reasons, or it might be a man because of other reasons. It might be someone from one country. This is really generic. just really trying this out as a bit of an experiment. So what I'll do now is I'm going to play Plan B, She Said, you think about this. So I think I've pressed the wrong button. Right, okay. I'll turn those up and play the next song. How do I stop that? Huh? Right. Here we have it.
She said, love you, boy, I love you so. She said, love you, baby, oh. She's obsessed with, 'cause she likes the sound of my music. She makes her a fan of my music. So why love goes down, makes her lose it, 'cause she can't separate the man from the music. And I'm saying all this in the stand, when my girl cries tears in the gallery. This has got bigger than I ever could have planned. Like that song by the Zootons, Valerie. So the jewelry don't look like they're buying it. And this is making me nervous. Arms crossed, screw face like I'm trying it. The eyes fixed on me like a murderer's. They wanna lock me up and throw away the key. They wanna send me down. even though I told them she.
That was Plan B with She Said. What I'm talking about is just for a bit of fun, looking to come up with an idea for a dysfunctional climate movie just because of all this weird weather we're having. And then, of course, you had Hurricane Sandy in New York. Someone said today on Facebook that I think Katie Holmes had to leave. She was forced to leave her apartment. The word forced always sort of sums up, you know, maybe someone pushing her out or something like that. It did turn out it was something to do with damp curtains. But anyway, still, you know, whoever you are, Hurricane Sandy must have been extremely scary. It does remind me of the storm in 1987 in October. And I just met my first boyfriend and gone to the college dance. And the storm happened and he just bicycled home. And got back safely, and I was at a friend's house, and all the trees came down, so we were stuck there for like 3 days. Now, if they treated Michael Fish, who said it was going to be a little bit windy, the way that they've treated those scientists in Italy over the L'Aquila, earthquake, then yeah, I think he'd be quaking in his boots right now. That does seem to be quite extreme. Just wandering around in circles, chatting away here. I've got 15 minutes left. Well, obviously, most of that will be taken up with music. So if you do want to say something, you know, I really don't mind what you say. It'd be quite nice for the first person to text in and say something. Text source, SOURCE, followed by whatever you want to say, and send it to, just put in the number 64446. And I'll read it out. There you go. That's an idea. So if you've got any ideas for a character, who you think this character should be, and maybe why for this dystopian climate change film idea, then, you know, maybe send that in or just say something rude about my show. I don't mind. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the theme I was talking about earlier, working with people. Back to comedy again. There's a night that I kind of started in London called Freedom and the Fringe, but now it's called the Freedom Fridge. You can probably imagine why. Fridges are pretty free. Not to buy, obviously, but whatever's in them. Maybe sometimes they're not, but I like the name. It just evolved, but the point of that is getting people involved using social media. And in that instance, there are various people who do comedy. You find if you have an activity you're interested in, you might have a lot of people on Facebook who do that same activity. And so I put out a message and various people, three people, said that they would like to get involved. The next stage was to find out what they wanted to do. One guy, he actually now still runs the night, was quite keen to do a website and to do video. And the video really got it going because each comedian could get a video of his performance, and that went on to YouTube, and that kept going. So there's quite a lot of these on YouTube. If you look up Freedom of the Fringe on YouTube, you'll see some of these early performances. Now the night is in the Time Out Top 10 Open Mic Nights in London, thanks to Rubus's great work there with Stretch Howard, his comedy act person, the person he does Man by Cow with. So that night then turned into, there was another night, started at the same venue. There had been a music venue, now it's a comedy venue. I think people now gather up and they have writing sessions. Information about those, if you're interested in comedy, can be found on a Facebook page called the Stand Up Comedy Collective, or I think it's called the Comedy Collective. So people meet up and create material, get brainstorm with each other, get ideas off each other and feedback, and then they perform it in the evening. And I'll have to look up next week when the next one of those is happening. There is, of course, the fabulous Comedy Writers Club that takes place at the King's Arms in... anyway, that's in London. I don't know why I'm talking about that. But there are a lot of things going on, and hopefully the people who do comedy down in Cornwall can do things like that, but I don't know. It is a great thing to work with other people, and when you have things that you feel strongly about, as you heard earlier, the Letter to Dissatisfied Woman feels strongly about consumer rights, then things like books and films and things like that and comedy are very good at passing these messages between other people. You find a lot of other people might feel in the same way. And over social media, you begin to see that people have ideas that you might have yourself, and then it's possible to contact them and people to work together to make something happen. Nice to see a bit more of that happening. I'm going to play another song, which is called... It's the Gap Band. I don't believe you want to do something or other. I can't quite see. But I'm going to play the song anyway, and here it is.
Say oops upside your head. 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 Say oops upside your head.
I'm back at you again.
Say oops upside your head.
Radio station is WGAP.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Now on all you gappers, and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Say it loud.
Say
bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. The bigger the doctor, the bigger the bill.
Say
it loud.
Hell!
Hello, I'm back. And I don't know why. Maybe that's just a figure of speech. yes. Anyway, there's a book that I read a few years ago which really demystifies some of the ideas that people have got that might stop them from trying out different creative things to do. I mean, I do comedy for fun. I really, just do it for fun. This book is Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, and it really talks about that well-known thing about 10,000 hours it takes to become good at something, but we all still believe that people, are sort of born talented. But I think I've made a little list here I'm going to read out of 10 things which I think, never get mentioned in how-to books. And those are the opportunities to get good at something, the 10,000 hours, then your economic circumstances. Then number 3 is maybe having a social landscape that suits you, where you live with people, live on your own, so you're not distracted, and a pub nearby or people, that you can chat to in the way you like to. Then number 4, outlets to test your work out on an audience. Have you got someone who can read your script, or have you got, go and do comedy or an exhibition to go and show your artwork, or the internet, different things like that. Different things you can do to see how people respond. How you process the response. And that's, again, something that Letters of Dissatisfied Women shows up, because it's showing how the company write back and what they say and how willing they are to accept if someone hasn't liked something and actually bothered to call in. Because, anyway, that's not really about arts and stuff. But it is the same thing, because we all know that it's very difficult to pluck up your courage to say to someone, I like that, I don't like that, that kind of thing. But it would be great if there was a language for that. And often when you are talking to people who do the same thing as you, they find it a lot easier, because they actually know what you're actually going through. They actually know what you're doing or having to do. And, other people can give an interesting response, and knowing how to gauge the different types of response for what they're worth. Then being able to identify things that help and things that might not help. I've always been very bad at, when someone makes a suggestion, actually thinking it through and thinking, actually, maybe I shouldn't do that. I'm quite bad at that. and for those who benefit, of course, there's this is number 8, having a routine. It can really help. It helps someone like me. I need that kind of thing. Then number 9 is a plan. Planning your journey. A lot of people just talk about where they get there. They're not actually thinking about the journey. And the journey can be really good fun. It can be scintillating and exhilarating. And I don't know if scintillating exists as a word, but never mind. I used it. And sometimes maybe even to plan backwards. I sometimes wish that some political parties would do that, not just talk about beating another political party, but actually what they do if they ever actually got into power. I think that political party probably knows who they are. It's not anyone untoward. Right, so number 10 is finding other people to get involved. I've only got 3 minutes to go, so I'm going to play one last song, and you probably tell by now there's a bit of funk going on here. So I'm going to say goodbye and play this.
There is ideas in and out of your ears.
And you've also, of course, had this. That was lettersofdissatisfiedwoman.com. And now I'm going to play out with Stevie Wonder with Sir Duke. No, I'm not. I'm going to play out with the Jackson Sisters, I Believe in Miracles, because I actually do.